From NPR News in Los Angeles, I'm Noah Adams. In Illinois, it's down to two. The Illinois Republican Party has been searching for a candidate for Senate for 6 weeks now. The original choice, Jack Ryan, dropped out after allegations emerged that he had wanted his wife to have sex with him in sex clubs. Barack Obama, the Democratic nominee, is now considered to be one of the most dynamic politicians in the country after his keynote speech last week at the Democratic National Convention. And joining us now from Chicago is the vice chair of the committee selecting the Republican candidate, Mary Alice Erickson. Welcome, Ms. Erickson.
Thank you.
You have two choices here, two candidates, both African-American. First, Alan Keyes, who we know from as a presidential candidate a couple of times. He's never lived in your state, and he's run for Senate twice unsuccessfully where he lives in Maryland. Why somebody so far away, from out of state?
He has been suggested to our committee. And there were a couple of committee members who really wanted him to be given an opportunity, and so that's what we're going to do this afternoon.
Let me ask you first about the residency requirement. What's the law say about who can run and who lives where?
He will have to establish a residency before he can sign his papers of candidacy. But it's not hard to do that.
The other candidate, the other person you're looking at is Dr. Andrea Grubb Barthwell, a former deputy drug czar in the Bush White House. There's a bit of controversy here. She was accused of sexually harassing a gay worker while in the Bush administration, and she acknowledges she's had problems with drug and alcohol before.
The operative word is she was accused.
Right.
That case was handled through the proper channels. She apologized to her staff, and by the way, it was her staff who were very supportive very early on in her running for this position. She is very well respected, but she took responsibility for that one incident. You know, it was a birthday party, and they were telling dirty jokes, and you know that. But she took responsibility for it, so we didn't see that as any huge problem. It wasn't even a case, really.
And she's from the Chicago area.
And she is from River Forest, is right outside of Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. It's Cook County.
Now, what do you like about? Do you like her as a candidate?
Well, I mean, she really was very impressive in front of the committee. The committee was very impressed, and you know, she is a real professional. She's a surgeon, and then she specialized in drug rehabilitation, and she supports George Bush wholeheartedly. Is very much in sync with all of his issues, and she's articulate. So we think we found an outstanding candidate here in Illinois, but we'll listen to Alan Keyes. I mean, Alan Keyes certainly is a known quantity, and he's coming in this afternoon, and we'll have to see what he has to say.
In the larger picture here, would a more experienced politician who could run a more professional race be staying out of the picture right now because of this success that Mr. Obama has had and because of the $10 million that he's going to bring to the campaign?
Well, you know, that may be true. I can't speak for why people aren't doing this. But Dr. Barthwell, we're sure is going to be able to raise the money. And so, we have a candidate. And obviously, Alan Keyes raises money. And so Mr. Obama, he had his 15 minutes of fame with the National Convention, but now he has to get back to talking about issues. He has a record in the state Senate. He believes in big government, big taxing, doesn't support the war on terrorism. There are all kinds of things that will come out, and we'll start talking issues. And I think when we start talking issues, there will be a distinct difference, and people, you know, the voters will have a choice.
A final question for you there in Chicago, as you worry about who you're going to select, are the smoke-filled rooms these days smoke-free?
Absolutely. I tell you, this has been the most open process that I've ever seen. We had very impassioned supporters of these candidates who wanted them to be heard, so we listened to them. That's certainly an open process.
And right. That's a very good answer, and I'm glad you gave it, but you gave a figurative answer to a literal question. I was wondering, as you have the meetings, can you actually smoke these days in Chicago?
Oh, well, no. Illinois is actually pretty much of a smoke-free state. So, no, you can't. If you're going to smoke, you have to go outside.
Okay. Mary Alice Erickson, the vice chair of the committee selecting the GOP candidate for Senate in Illinois, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.